to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring all number one songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. One song in each of those decades in that order. This half hour, we'll hear from Mary Wells, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Stevie Wonder, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Marvin Gaye, Diana Ross, Gladys Knight and the Pips, the Jackson 5, and Lionel Richie. All coming up in the next half hour as we feature all number one songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980.
Tom Fallon. to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Thank you.
Motown Memory from Stevie Wonder. That was That Girl. It reached number one on the United States Rhythm and Blues charts and the pop charts from 1982. Before that, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with his signature tune, The Tears of a Clown, number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1970. And started with Mary Wells, You Beat Me to the Punch, number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1962. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom. For this hour, we're featuring all number one songs on various musical charts from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. One song in each of those three decades in that order. Well, coming up, we're back to the 1960s, and a signature tune from Junior Walker and the All-Stars from 1965, Shotgun. Well, Shotgun was written and composed by Junior Walker, and it was produced by Berry Gordy Jr. and Lawrence Horn. It reached number one on the Rhythm and Blues charts for four non-consecutive weeks, and it peaked at number four on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. Guitarist Jimi Hendrix performed the song live with the All-Stars. Well, Shotgun uses only one chord throughout the entire song, a flat seventh. Other songs featuring the same structure are Chain of Fools and Land of a Thousand Dances. Well, here are Junior Walker and the All-Stars with Shotgun right here on Motown.
Songs here on Motown Memories. We've got to find a way. Motown Memories. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Diana Ross's number one hit from 1980 on the dance and disco charts. That was I'm Coming Out. Before that, the classic Marvin Gaye with What's Going On, number one on the pop charts from 1971. And we started with Junior Walker and the All-Star Shotgun, number one on the Rhythm Blues charts from 1965. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We tend to feature all number one songs this hour from various music charts. One song from each of the three decades for the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s in that order. Well, we've heard from three decades during that last set, so let's bring it back to 1960s, and specifically 1967, with the classic I Heard Through the Grapevine, but the first hit from Gladys Knight and the Pips. Well, I Heard Through the Grapevine was a song written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong in 1966, and it was made really more famous by Marvin Gaye, released 1 year later in 1968, and Marvin's hit reached number one. It was originally recorded by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles in 1966. Well, that version was rejected by Motown owner Berry Gordy, who told Whitfield and Strong to make it stronger. After recording the song with Marvin in 1967, Gordy also rejected that version. Well, Whitfield produced a version with Gladys Knight and her Pips, and Berry Gordy finally agreed to release the song as a single in September of 1967, and it went to number two in the Billboard chart and number one in the Rhythm and Blues charts. Well, the Marvin Gaye version was placed on his 1968 album called In the Groove, where it gained the attention of radio disc jockeys. And Berry finally agreed to its release as a single in October of 1968, where it hit number one. Well, here is Gladys Knight and her Pips' version of I Heard Through the Grapevine, right here on Motown.
I heard it through the grapevine. Come join the fun, it's a merry
Lionel Richie with a classic song, All Night Long, All Night, reaching number one on both the rhythm and blues charts and pop charts in 1983. Before that, the Jackson 5 with Mama's Pearl, a number one hit in the rhythm and blues charts of 1971. And we started with Glass Diner Pips, I Heard Through the Grapevine, number one in the rhythm and blues charts of 1967. This half hour will feature some great songs, all number one tunes in various music charts. One each of the three decades, from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s in that order. Well, coming up, more 60s, 70s, and 80s number ones. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.